it started when I was 5 weeks pregnancy, and I started notice some kind of spotting blood. I went to the hospital immediately to explain my condition to them. Dude, we're able to manage the condition. They were like kind of advising me, put me on bed rest, and so on till when I reached like 6 months, my membrane rupture. I noticed a kind of fluid coming out of my body. So I rushed to the hospital immediately and met a nurse on duty. But to my surprise, she was like, there is no any doctor on ground to attend to me. So she cannot do anything concerning that. While I was in pains, I was like expecting her to at least call a doctor, even if there is no doctor on ground. She was so reluctant, as if it's a minor thing and she can't do anything about it, that we have to go and meet and see a specialist hospital. I cannot continue staying here, because even if we stay, we'll not get a doctor that can attend to us in this kind of condition. So I was like kind of surprised. How can a big hospital like this could not have a doctor that can attend to my kind of condition? So immediately we rushed to the private hospital, even though the environment was so tight because there it was on curfew, but we had to like manage and get to a private hospital where they were able to manage my condition. I stayed there for like 2 days, three or so, before we came back home. After then, I like observed a bed rest for like 1 week before I now went back again to Sabo Hospital, since that's where I started with them and I started my antenatal there. So I went back there to complain to them how we're able to manage in the private hospital, thinking they will kind of tell me something or kind of give me a close observation. But they don't care. They didn't even say anything concerning my situation. They don't bother. So because of that, I was like, okay, maybe all is well, since they didn't say anything. And I keep on with them until after 2 weeks again, I begin to feel some pains at my abdominal pains. So I was like, kind of, since they didn't say anything concerning that, I went back again and complained to them. They didn't bother about me. And that caused me to lose my child at 6 months. So it was very, very terrible moment for me. In fact, I could not bear it even as I'm talking right now. I'm still feeling the pains of it, because I know some of my friends, two of my friends that gave birth at that 6 months at Barodiko. And up to now, their baby are living. They survive it. So why could my own be different? Why can't they attend to me the way Barodiko attended to those my friends? So it was very, very terrible to me. They are so negligent in their work. The truth of the matter is that even my worst enemy, I will not even advise him to go and register antenatal with them. So that means I can never go there to even complain of any, even if I'm feeling headache, which is a minor sickness, I can't go there because I feel they can't do anything to save a life.